RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Texas correspondent is Kate Dunbar of katescuriouskitchen.com. Kate is a chef, food stylist, food photographer, and published food writer. She is also a passionate traveler who loves to explore California and now Texas in her Airstream with her husband, mother, two children, and fabulous chandelier awning lights. She is also a vintage trailer enthusiast who owns a 1962 Shasta Airflight. Welcome back to the show, Kate.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back, Kate. We couldn't believe that it's been so long since you've been on Campground of the Week. The last time you were on was episode number 45 when you reviewed Balmoray State Park in Texas, right?
Yes, I've been unpacking. It's taken a long time.
Well, we're happy you're getting settled in. Where are you taking us to this week?
Well, we are going in reverse. We are going back to California, and I'm reviewing the Ventura Beach RV Resort in my former hometown of Ventura, California.
All right, that's okay with us because we are California dreaming right now in the dark days of winter. But first, before we hear about that campground, we want to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. When you are out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. Today, Kate, take me to sandy beaches and blue skies. Go.
Easily. You are going to drive 70 miles north on the 101 freeway from Los Angeles to reach this resort, or you're going to drive about 350 miles south from San Francisco to reach this resort. It is right on the coastline of California. You see it straight from the freeway. You know exactly where it is, and you are about a 10-minute walk to the sand.
And this is a very iconic California beach town, correct?
Yes, it is. It is steeped in history, not only in agriculture, but California history from missions to everything else. It's this little kind of sleeper hub town of 100,000 people, and it's really the California dream town.
Now, you said it's a 10-minute walk, so you can walk to the beach. It's a comfortable walk. You're not like on a highway.
No, you're actually on a bike trail that goes not only throughout the coastline of Ventura. If you really are an avid bike rider, you could get on your bike at the Ventura Beach RV Resort and ride your bike all the way up to Santa Barbara. Or you could ride your bike all the way down to Malibu. It follows along a trail. Part of it you will have to ride on the highway, but there's really wide bike lanes. But this is fantastic for families, especially for little kids that have bikes or tricycles or scooters or skateboards or anything. It is a very protected bike path. It's really clean, really even and stable, so all ages can ride on this.
We love a bike trail that's attached to the campground. So that sounds like a fantastic location. Now, zoom us in on the actual campground itself. I'm assuming it's a private campground, right?
This is a private campground, so you are situated just outside of downtown Ventura, in between lush farmland and hills up to the north, and then you've got the beautiful blue Pacific right to the south of this campground. You do have the 101 freeway as well. The noise factor of it will not deter you from staying there. It's fine. It doesn't affect your stay whatsoever.
All right. About how many sites at the actual campground?
There are about 144 paved, flat, level sites that have beautiful, lush lawns on either side of it, that have palm trees, that have your fire ring, and a picnic table as well.
This sounds too good to be true. Are you making this up?
I'm not making it up. It is the California dream. You know, they've got to keep selling it.
Well, it sounds like they should be selling this property and building million-dollar condos. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm not getting here, right?
Those are next door.
Okay.
All right. So this sounds like the perfect kind of campground for you, the kind of campground that Kate likes to review. I'm assuming we've got hookups in these pretty sites, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In all the pull-throughs and the back-ends, there are hookups anywhere from 20, 30, and 50 amp water and sewer. There's also some tent campsites as well, and those have water. There are bathhouses throughout the park, and they are spotless. They're kept very well maintained. You not only have dressing area rooms, you have shower rooms, you have the toiletry area, everything. It's really well thought out.
No, it can't be cheap to camp here, and it probably shouldn't be cheap to camp here. So what are the price ranges?
The price ranges, this is where you're going to take a little gouge. They start at $75 a night for the standard back-in site and go all the way up to $105 for the premier pull-in sites. And you have to figure, this is California, this is Southern California, and this is right on the beach. So really, they're in the middle expense range. They're not in the high, they're not in the low, they're right there in the middle. And unfortunately, since it is a private one, they do not offer any discounts through AAA, through Good Sam, or anything. However, though, they do have weekday specials that include a lot of really neat things. You get discounts on their bike rentals. Say that you really don't want to pack yours up. They have a bunch there, and they're all different types. And then they have activities that go on, and you get some perks if you stay there in the middle of the week for that.
Yeah, from an educational standpoint, and that's always an important part of what we do, you know, a lot of people are used to state park prices in that $20, $30, $40 range, and so that sounds expensive. But we've been all over the country at these campgrounds, and in premium spots like beachfront property, $100 is a standard. It's a standard.
I think
price.
In the Northeast, we're not shocked by that price tag, and I think out in California, you're not shocked by that price tag. But I think that some of our listeners, like in the South or Midwest, might be a little shocked.
Right,
by that
but
price
if
tag.
They're right. traveling to places like that, they should expect to be paying that those price tags. That's not, you know, that's not outrageous from our point of view for those kinds of, you know, places. So I'm sure that it also offers resort like amenities, right?
It definitely does. There is a lot that they have. They, you know, they have the pool, they have the spa that's heated year round. They have a really great general store in there that not only has things that you might need for your travel trailer, your RV, but it has your staple foods. It's got great souvenirs. It has a lot of fun stuff in there. So you have that. There's a really nice playground for the kids, and it's an interactive one where they are climbing everywhere, playing everywhere, horseshoe pits, basketball, an arcade, pool tables, a rec room. And that's not all. There's a small little tractor train that gets pulled all around the campsite that your kids can jump on, that you can jump on, and it's free. So they offer it, I believe it's on Saturdays, and it's a lot of fun just, you know, to see those happy little kid faces going around on this cute little train, seeing all the trailer sites and everything. It's just, it's really precious.
You mentioned organized activities. Do you have an example of some of the types that they provide?
I do, and this is a really great one, and we have utilized it before when we've actually stayed there. Sunday is usually the pack-up day. Get everything going to get on the road, and breakfast usually is a second thought. We're usually throwing granola bars or something. However, though, they provide a free pancake breakfast for you on Sundays from 8 until 11.
That's the perfect morning for a free breakfast. I totally agree, because we do like cereal or bagels on pack up day.
It is. It's like whatever's left over that you can't fit in or that you know isn't going to work, here, eat this. But isn't it nice to know that you can clean everything down on Saturday night, Sunday morning, walk down to the outdoor cafe that they've got there and grill area near the pool and have a pancake breakfast with your family?
Sounds very community centric here.
It really, really is. And the and another thing that they do on Friday and Saturday nights, they have a taco and nachos and kids quesadilla bar that you purchase. But there's another meal that's there and ready for you. Say that you're pulling in on Saturday, you know, and you don't have everything all situated. Well, look, they've got a great option for you there.
Was this a big weekend getaway type campground for you, or were you so close to it that you didn't really go that often?
You know, we really didn't go that often, with the exception when we first got our Airstream, and, you know, we all had to do that shakedown, that stay in it to make certain everything works, and you just want to be kind of close to home. We chose there, which was perfect. And then just before we headed out to Texas, she was stationed there too, getting ready, and, you know, we were loading stuff into her, and then we took off on the road. So it's been there, and I've had friends that have stayed there and come in and visited them. A friend of mine who's also in Sisters on the Fly, she happens to be the manager there. So I've been able to get some really good tips and some fun things and information from her for all of you.
Does this happen to be sort of, like Jeremy was saying, a weekend destination for a lot of people in the LA area, or is this a place that you'll see people vacationing for a week?
You can see them there for a week, and usually it's because they're off doing something else. They're touring around the area. They are there for a holiday weekend at the beach, and they want, you know, full amenities, full hookups. Here you go. But yet we still want to go play on the beach. We want to go to the fair when it comes into town in August, and that's there for 14 days. So usually people stay there for a couple days to go see that. Whenever Ventura has the, Oxnard has the big strawberry festival, which is huge in California. People come all over. It's another weekend that they're really booked up. Carpinteria has the avocado festival that goes on. So people stay there and drive up to it because it's 30 minutes away. And then Los Olivos for wine tasting is an hour away. It's a great midpoint. Like if you were going to go, say, to Disneyland, that's kind of stretching it. That could be a 2.5, almost 3 hour drive to Disneyland. But if you wanted to leave your RV there at the park and go down to Disneyland and spend a night or two, it's perfect.
Now, how is Wi-Fi there in case you're working on the road?
Fantastic. I have been everywhere on that RV place, from the tent sites to the premium sites to the deluxe sites, and I do not have a problem.
All right, Kate, we're ready to dive into your insider details because we know you always have the best ones. So what do you got for us?
So this is a two-part insider one. If you are a karaoke-loving person where you just have the voice and you want everybody to hear it, this is your fun spot. On Saturdays and Sundays, they do outdoor concerts in the evening. So they'll have local artists that come on in and play music, or they'll have a karaoke night. So when you book, make certain that you check to find out what's going on. If you're staying on the weekends, so you know. Now, on the other side of that is, if you do not like karaoke and you do not like outdoor live music because you don't want to hear it, you want to request any of the sites that are numbered 57 through 65. They are the farthest away from the check-in, where the pool and the spa and the rec room is, where they have those events going on. And you'll be in the nice quiet area down at the eastern side of the campground.
Now, which camp are you in, Kate? Karaoke or no karaoke?
I'm a no karaoke. I will walk over and listen, but I stay away from them.
You don't want to be at the mercy of the karaoke.
Is it an issue of your voice, or just you don't like to hear other people singing?
Well, I go camping for relaxing and sitting by the fire and that. I don't go to sing. I can't sing. I can cook. I cannot sing.
It's okay. You don't have to have every skill set, Kate.
No.
That's all right.
No, I mean, if my daughter was there, with us, she would be right up on stage singing her heart out. My son would be cowering in the closet of the Airstream saying, no, don't make me
don't
go.
Don't make me do
no,
it.
Don't
yeah.
make me do this.
All right, but that's good. So that people know yeah. that there's two different options here and you're not stuck in karaoke land if you don't want to be in karaoke land.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I would say that end of the park, it always, the two times that we've landed there, I request that side. We have a favorite site that we like because the kids have extra room. They can go play. I don't have to actually leave the campsite because I can have a full view of them playing out on the grass knoll area and everything. And that's site number 43. It's an end cap one. So you get, you know, the extra space, and it's just really, really nice. You can kind of spread everything out and you only have a neighbor on one side of your trailer.
All right, write it down, folks. Now, we know that nobody's perfect. So do you have something that you would like to see addressed here?
I would love for them, when they do have the karaoke nights and people that are coming into there that don't know about that, I would greatly appreciate it if they would cut the time down and lower the volume.
So about 10 minutes out of like two on volume
right.
two out of
Perfect.
20. Okay.
Perfect. They could go to poetry reading after that and it would be just fine.
So they rock the karaoke loud and long at this campground.
It gets going. Yeah. I mean, if this is something, but I mean, like we've talked before and where I have heard from other people, especially people who are there, they love that. They love the fact that it's not in a bar or a restaurant where their whole family can participate, where everybody that's camping with them, they can do the competitions and have fun and just, you know, let loose and just, you know, be crazy. And that's fine. I have no, you know, more power to you for doing that. I would just love it to be toned down just a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
All right. So you're given a good, well-rounded perspective, I think, of that. And I think that you're right. These kind of campgrounds, some people are going to go there just for that. And some people are going to want to avoid it just because of that. So it's
exactly.
good for people to know, and they should know what camp they
fall.
And
you pointed out that the weeks are nice at this campground to be
yeah.
there during weekdays.
And they don't do it during the weekdays. So it's fine. If you can avoid, if you want to go there and you want it to be amazing and the beach and the mountains and experiencing everything, make certain that you check out Friday morning.
All right, Kate. Well, thank you so much for that great review of the Ventura Ranch RV Resort in Ventura, California. And we are going to be back in a second and you're going to tell us everything to do in the surrounding area, right?
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned. Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Kate Dunbar, our Texas correspondent from katescuriouskitchen.com, and she just gave us a great review of the Ventura Beach RV Resort in California. Now she's going to tell us about all the cool stuff to do in the area. So, Kate, get us started. What should we do first?
I would say get down to the beach any way possible that you can, whether you take one of the walking trails down there, whether you bike down there, whether you drive your car down there and park down there, just go down and experience what Ventura is really famous for. There's snorkeling, there's scuba diving out further once you get past the shore break that people do. There's surfing, there's kayaking, there's paddle boarding, there's windsurfing. There's everything you could imagine right there in front of you. You just need to get out to it. If you wanted to go do something really fun and get out of Ventura, the Amtrak train depot is right at the Ventura Fairgrounds, which is a 10-minute walk from the campground. You can buy your ticket online, and you want to get the Pacific Surfliner or Surfrider, but it'll be on there. And you want to get your train ticket, load your bike onto the train, and go up to Santa Barbara. Go play for the day up there. Load your bike back on to the train, and it drops you right back at the train station again. And the tickets are usually anywhere from $10 to $15 per person to go up.
So California, to be able to take your bike onto the train and hop from place to place. That sounds like a really terrific way to spend a day.
It's fantastic. I mean, and there's the Santa Barbara Zoo, there's the Missions, there's the Wharf, there's State Street, which is the main business and tourist area, and there's tons of restaurants and beautiful beaches there as well. You can rent sailboats and everything up there. You can play for hours up there, and it's fantastic, and you don't have to go on the freeway or anything. You can even enjoy a nice glass of wine at sunset coming back down to Ventura. So it's perfect. The next one I would definitely say is, because it's right there, is the Ventura downtown area. You can ride your bike. You can walk. There are tons of little quaint boutiques, art galleries, shops. If thrift store shopping is something that's interesting for people and they really like to do it, there's some really amazing finds in downtown Ventura.
Now, Kate, it's been a while, but tell me if I'm wrong. My impression from the last time that we were out there was like Santa Barbara was more like upscale shopping, and then Ventura was like more quirky and different kinds of shopping. Am I remembering that correctly?
About 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. So Ventura's been gentrified.
Look at how I nailed that one. I'm like, there we go.
She's talking 20 years ago.
Oh, a while ago since we were shopping in Ventura, yeah.
That absolutely would have been true back then. However, today you have some wonderful stores that have come in, and boutique clothing lines, makeup companies are in there, and music companies are in there, designers are in there, surfboard designers museum is in there. But one of the really great things about Ventura is that was Patagonia's home's front. That's where that company started, and they still have the corporate offices there. But there's a little insider tip for you. If you find the real cheap sport, that's Patagonia's discount store. So that is a 10-minute walk from the campgrounds. If you wanted to go get your Patagonia gear and everything at a really great discounted rate, go there.
So your fleece will be $150 instead of $175.
Exactly.
This stuff lasts forever, though, I have to say.
It does.
We don't own a lot of
really
Patagonia
does.
In this house, but it lasts forever when we do
it
buy
does.
It.
It does, yeah. So Real Cheap Sports, that's the name of the storefront. It's right around the corner from Patagonia's headquarters, so you cannot miss it. It's perfect. There are museums downtown. The Ventura Visitor Center is somewhere where you definitely want to try and hit within your first day or the second day of checking into the RV resort, because you can find all these discount coupons. You can book some of your activities and adventures. They can point you in the right direction to go. It's maybe a 15 to 18 minute walk from the campsite, so it's very easy to get to. You can go online and check everything out from there, and they'll tell you everywhere to go and what to do. There's a botanical garden that's a really great hike up in the hills above Ventura. If you're brave and you're really strong, you can ride your bike up to it, but I wouldn't suggest that unless if you're...
I hate hills on bikes. I'm like, who is doing this to me? This is not fun.
Exactly. You know, a little bit farther away for a drive, there's the Port Hueneme Naval Base, and there's the CB Museum there that is open to the public. It's I think it's maybe between $5 and $10 per person to get in. Sometimes there are free days as well, so you can check into that. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is about a 30 to 40 minute drive from that RV park. And I know a lot of people right now who are on the Presidential Library tour. So if anybody's listening, go to that one. There's the Ventura Majestic Theater, which has live concerts in there, great performing artists. And if you want to go check in and have a great time, go onto the Ventura Visitor Center page and find out when the Ventura Wine Walk is happening. And that's when Main Street downtown is completely shut down. It's only walking traffic, and you have close to 50 different vintners from all over in California that have set up shops inside, well, tasting rooms, I should say, inside the businesses. So you walk around, you taste wine, you do a little shopping, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Kate, it's a really good point that you're making right now. If you have any flexibility with your travel plans, you know, people think, oh, I want to visit this place, but I'm not sure when we're going to do that. Going to a visitor bureau site and seeing when their different festivals are during the year, you know, there might be one that's really interesting to you. And then you go, oh, I'll go in August, or I'll go in October for that. And that's a really good tip.
Exactly.
To visit those visitor bureau websites.
And I just went on there today before we talked, and they have things all the way through till this time next year up there. And the great thing is local businesses pop on and put their events on there too. So I and my husband and a group of us, we are very happy tiki dive bar people. We love to find those old tiki bars. There's a great one in downtown Ventura, and it's called Ventiki, and they have drink specials all day long, and the people that are there are fantastic. The food is really great, but they post their specials on the Visitors Bureau site and not around any other site. So check that out. Find your discount coupons and have fun.
Now, I'm sure that we're not going to get out of this review without some good food tips from Kate Dunbar, right?
Right. Right. This is a tough one because being a chef in that town, I know almost all the owners and the chefs. So,
oh, you don't want to pick and choose.
So hard. It's so hard. So what I figured was I picked themes and regions. So there we go. If you love a 1950s diner and you want the jukebox and you want the bazooka bubble gum and the milkshakes and all of that, you need to head to the Busy Bee Cafe. It is on Main Street in downtown, maybe 12 to 15 minute walk from the campsite. I highly suggest it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Go in there and have a bit of nostalgia. It's really fun.
Max and Theo, thank you for that one.
There you go. Their pie, their lemon meringue pie is unbelievable. It's really good. It's such a happy place. I really kind of miss that. Not being there to go do that with my kids and have fun, but I'll find a place here. I know I will. If you love Irish food, Dargan's Pub is amazing. They have all of the coat of arms painted on the ceiling of all the original Irish families in Ventura County. And it's cool for me, when I was there, I'd always look up and I'd see my family's coat of arms up there. And it's so special around St. Patrick's Day and all the specials that they do and all the musicians that they bring in. They have fantastic food and they've got great beers on tap and a really good selection of Irish whiskeys.
So that's a good recommendation, because there's a lot of I think there's a lot of fake Irish pubs out there, so it's good to know that this is the real deal.
Yeah, and just to pay, you know, to be equal and even, it's not in downtown Ventura. It's maybe a 15-minute drive. The Victoria Pub is the best British pub in Ventura, so mad props to them as well. I will give them both equal time. So you can choose Irish or British. Ventura has both.
We're not going to take sides on this show.
No, I'm not. If you're there at the resort and it's just you and your spouse or you and some friends and you don't have kids with you and you really want one of those quaint cafe dinners that the food is fantastic and the timeline doesn't really matter to you, where there are great wines and the owners know the food inside and out and can suggest anything, Cafe Zax is exactly where you want to go. Hector and Alfonso will be on to take care of you. They are so sweet and they love their restaurant and they love preparing good food. So that is another one. Seafood. Ventura has an immense menu of seafood restaurants, but if you want to stick to the downtown area, Lure is where you want to go. Their oyster bar is out of this world. It is so fantastic. the fish is beyond fresh and amazing. If you want a great breakfast place, say that you have your dog and you're camping and you want to go out and you want a pet friendly restaurant to go to, Cafe Nouveau is exactly where you want to go. You're going to have to drive there. Maybe a 10-minute drive at the most. And they have a lovely patio that pets are welcome. They even bring bowls of water over to the table for you. And their brioche French toast is out of this world. Ventura's filled with microbreweries and craft breweries.
This could be a food-themed trip here, really. I mean, if you really go to this campground for a week, it could be all about the food.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to camp at all. I mean, you wouldn't have to cook at your campsite at all if you wanted to. You could just completely do the tour. You could do the beer tasting tour. You could do the food tour. Oh, yeah. And at the Ventura Visitor Center, there is a Ventura food tour that you can buy tickets to. And you will have a guide walk you around and show you the different restaurants and wineries and breweries in downtown Ventura. So there's another option for something to do.
Love those. Yeah. So anything else you want to squeeze in?
I would say if you want like the traditional biscuits and gravy breakfast, Allison's Cafe is the place to go. And they make pancakes in the shape of dinosaurs for kids. So it's really cool.
Oh, this sounds like such a sweet place.
Now, anything that you really particularly miss about this area? Because, I mean, obviously you're reviewing a campground here for us, but it's also your home turf. So now that you have some distance...
I would say I miss the Saturday morning farmers market that's in downtown Ventura. So if you don't want to fill your refrigerator before, it's within walking distance and you could go. And it's unbelievable. Neiman Ranch Meat is there. There's a bunch of cheese companies there. My family put some of their farm goods there as well as, you know, countless others. But it's really neat. It's a great community event that happens every Saturday. So that's something that I miss. But I would say if there's another one that I really miss is the fact that I knew where everything was.
that's what home feels like, right? That's just what home feels like.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm still searching out here, but I definitely can still give the recommendations and everything back there.
Anytime we think of moving, I'm like, I can't move. I know where everything is at the Jersey Shore. Every nook and cranny, I know. And I go somewhere else, I'd be lost.
Well, this just is such a wonderful, this just is giving me this picture of the beach and walking and biking and sort of meandering down through a downtown and shopping and eating. Just that kind of vacation, which we like all different kinds of RV vacations, but that's definitely, you know,
this is an urban RV vacation, really, to this
place. It really is. It is definitely an urban, and you can make it whatever you want to make it. There's a national park right in front of you. If most people don't know, the Channel Islands, the five Channel Islands right out there, and you will see two of them from your campground. You can go out to them. The Channel Islands National Parks Museum is right there in the Ventura Harbor. And you buy your tickets on Island Packers, which is the boat company that does all the charters out to it. And you can go out on the islands. You can see the old lighthouses. You can walk around. You can even camp there overnight out on the islands. So there's, you know, not only that, but you can make it really educational for the kids. You can learn how important the kelp beds are. The sea lions breed out there on the island, so you can see all the pups. This is the big whale migration that happens north to south and then south to north as well. So you can get everything from gray whales to humpback whales to orcas, pods of dolphins all the time. It's unbelievable what is right out there, and it's all protected. So that's something else that you can check out. If you want to make it an educational tour, you have a national park, you have the historic missions that are in the area, you have an old adobe, which is the last of them in the area that you can go in, you can tour, you can learn the history of the Olivas adobe. And so you can keep catering it to whatever you want to make it.
Well, Kate, you've given us a couple dozen reasons to put...
That was a tour from a local people.
The Ventura Beach RV Resort should be on everybody's list after listening to this episode. Thank you so much for that review. And thanks also to our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, which is optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. Get a quote by calling 1-800 800 Progressive or visiting progressive.com/RV today.
And a big thank you to Jayco to view their complete line of 2017 RVs, including the Octane 272 Superlight Toy Hauler. Visit them at jayco.com.
All right, Kate, we're going to have you on sooner rather than later. It was too long.
I hear Kate's going to be getting her kicks on Route 66.
I am in March. I'm going to go backwards on Route 66. I'm going from Ventura back here to Texas because I'm finally bringing my vintage trailer home.
Yay, we're so happy.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Well, Kate, we are going to have you on to talk all about that. In the meantime, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.